Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Now the USS Gerald Ford, that is the world's largest aircraft carrier, on the way to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Are we going to war against Venezuela?
I doubt it. I don't think so. But they've been treating us very badly, not only on drugs. They've dumped hundreds of thousands of people into our country that we didn't want.
The 60 Minutes interview that Nora O'Donnell did on Sunday with President Trump, talking about a whole bunch of things. We had only got to half of it previously, but the business about China and Venezuela becomes more top of mind right now after we had our good conversation last hour with Rick Scott. So the rest of the conversation about Venezuela, particularly the drug boats, but also the military buildup and the prelude to what looks an awful lot like pre-war, you know?
Scale of the military operation around Venezuela, because it has been described to 60 Minutes as using a blowtorch to cook an egg. Is this about stopping...
Well, I don't think so. Look.
Is it about stopping narcotics, or is this about getting rid of President Maduro?
No, this is about many things.
Are Maduro's days as president numbered?
I would say, yeah. I think so, yeah.
And this issue of potential land strikes in Venezuela, is that true?
I don't tell you that. I mean, I'm not saying it's true or untrue, but I wouldn't be inclined to say that I would do that. But because I don't talk to a reporter about whether or not I'm going to strike.
Yeah, I mean, that's been historically his MO, is I'm not going to tell you. But, you know, what has been basically a isolationist-oriented presidency who brags about getting us out of wars and not starting them has become, at least, you know, it looks like more willing to be adventuresome with the military, certainly engaging in the strikes against the drug boats in Venezuela. This now rumor, allegation, maybe Nigeria, and even President Trump said, you know, Nigeria's not going to love what we're going to do to them. We're going to war in Nigeria? The what now? But I had a conversation about this with Rick Scott last hour. It was very interesting because his perspective on the Venezuelan drug boats, and if you've heard me talk about this, you know that I have said, hey, the problem I have is not in principle with killing drug dealers who bring fentanyl in the United States. If you could show me that that's exactly what's going on, I'm not that worried about it. It doesn't bother me that much because they're killing, you know, thousands of people in the United States. But at the same time, there should be a declaration of war or an authorization for the use of military force and, you know, go to Congress, involve them. And we've had these reports that folks inside the intelligence briefings were not being convinced, were not getting the answers that they wanted, and that the president was not really, you know, keeping them in the loop adequately. And if you notice, drug dealing in the United States is not a capital offense, you know, so we don't kill people just because they deal drugs. Although the senator made the point that if you deal drugs and it leads to death, that is a murder charge. I still don't think it's a capital charge, though. Pardon me for not knowing. I should look it up. I just haven't had a chance to since I talked to him. But I was thinking, like, if you knew that a, you know, Isuzu trooper driving over from Mexico was carrying fentanyl, would it be okay to just bomb it on the road? I mean, probably not, right? It's probably. But on the other side, and man, I understand two things. One, I had somebody text me earlier and said, you know, Andrew, I lost a sibling to fentanyl. If I need to buy extra ammunition and go help, I will gladly shoot these people out of the water. And I understand that sentiment. You know, when tens of thousands of people a year are dying from drug overdoses, and as Governor Scott, or I always want to call him Governor because that's how I met first met him, Senator Scott, as he said, China is engaged in a whole range of warlike actions against us, intended to harm us across the board in all kinds of ways, everything from the way they sell us garlic to pharmaceuticals to, he said, what was it, lead in the cinnamon? Was that the one that he said? Or lead in the some seasoning? Anyway, but also that the fentanyl exportation and that, you know, that's ultimately a Chinese plot to destabilize the United States and kill our people. And he said, look, they are absolutely killing people. They are causing death. He has no problem with it because it's saving lives. And I get that sentiment, too. So where do you stand on this? I mean, do you? Oh, and he also says that going to Congress to get an AUMF or a declaration of war, you'll never get through the Senate. I mean, you can't even get people's food stamps. You know, for goodness sakes, you're not going to be able to get them a declaration of war. as sensible and obvious and no-brainer. They're just in 100% obstruct Trump mode right now. And that's what he says. Now, my view on that is, okay, go to Congress and say, I would like the authority to do what I'm already doing because the American people are saying, hey, but that Constitution and, you know, the rules of war and things like the, you know, international law, you shouldn't be murdering people on their drug boats, even if they are drug boats, is, you know, okay, fine. I'll come and get permission from Congress. Let the House approve the permission and then let the Senate thwart it. And then you can say, see, the Democrats won't let me kill these murdering drug dealers. I think the American people are probably on your side for that. It's a, you know, force them to be the bad guys instead of just hypothetically saying they would never let it pass. Because, in my opinion, run it through the process and then maybe everybody wins except the drug dealers. I'd be happy with that. Or maybe, you know, you make the Democrats say no, in which case they lose. And the president would probably at that point continue to do it because, you know, he already is. But I would also be okay with that, maybe. I'd be more okay than, like, right now. So what do you think? I mean, is this all just, like, silly quibbling over the principles and the rules? Or is that not what defines us as a country, that we believe in the rule of law? We believe in these principles. We believe in checks and balances. We do not believe in a unitary executive who has monarch-like power. I mean, I know that's what Trump believes. You know, come on, give me credit. I'm not deploying the Marines to Chicago. See how good I am and restrained. I mean, you know, that's his view, right? Is, how dare you question my use of tariffs? Of course I have power to declare tariffs. Doesn't that come under the power of the president to conduct foreign policy? Well, no, sir, the statute doesn't say that, and it's a tax, and the Congress didn't give you that delegation of power. But that's what we had 2.5 hours worth of argument yesterday at the Supreme Court. But, you know, his view is not the balanced, nuanced, constitutional checks and balances view. His view is, I know what needs to be done. Now get out of my way. Well, that's not our system. But there's a lot of people who think, I don't know what the problem is. He's killing drug dealers who are killing Americans. We need a little bit of Clint Eastwood. We need a little bit of Rambo. We need a little bit of Schwarzenegger. You know, we need a little bit of that 80s action hero. I remember that James Calkins, former ousted by the voters, commissioner in Santa Rosa County, once upon a time had a picture of the Rambo body with the M60 and the belt fed, you know, and then a Donald Trump and like I don't know if it was the Rambo headband or the MAGA hat, but like in his office, a cardboard standee of that. And is just obscene as that seems to me. There's a lot of people who like that idea. More on this in a second. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives. Text me your thoughts, 437-1620. Go ahead, John.
Brought to you by the Apple Market. Discover the Apple Market, the biggest little grocery store on the Gulf Coast. Fresh foods, local charm, friendly faces. Apple Market, 1021 Scenic Highway over in Pensacola. Still no accidents to report to you right now. Starting to see a minor slowdown on I-10 eastbound right around Pine Forest area. And also Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile. From about 10 miles south, you're going to see about a 5 to 7 minute delay. Not that big. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. So I getting some texts in here. Somebody says, go Clint. First text we've gotten from this person. I always love first texts. Like, somehow or other, I said something that made you want to text for the very first time ever. I love that. Makes me happy. Somebody says, 80s action movie is about the level of this administration's understanding of military operations and its showing. Somebody says, when you see the kind of boats with four engines sitting on the back and a whole bunch of blue barrels laid out in the boat, it's pretty well known 100% that's carrying drugs. It's not fishing. there are no rods, no bait. I'm for taking these boats out. They know that it's drugs. The drugs have hurt the U.S. considerably. Take the boat out. Again, my only sort of caution on that is following the rules, involving Congress, and are we really about to say that, you know, fentanyl trafficking is a capital offense? It needs to be done not under a process where you convict people, but done in this manner. You know, is it war? Because if it's war, then it's fine. But we don't have a declaration of war, right? I mean, that's kind of the issue. Does it consider that? Somebody says international waters make it a little easier. Yes and no. I mean, yes, but it's not like you can do anything. I mean, you know, international rules, you know, piracy, murder on the high seas. I mean, there are still rules. Just because it's international waters doesn't mean you can do anything. There was one other thing, which is The I want to give you a historical, philosophical, political, philosophical observation. I know the people who think I hate Trump are going to exaggerate what I'm about to say, but okay, fine, whatever. The historical concern from political analysts and philosophers going all the way back to Plato, okay? So everybody historically has had the view that democracy was, you know, fine, good, but democracy always leads to pandering. Democracy always leads to buying off the public, the, you know, pandering to the people, buying them off, and or self-rule, as in not by the smartest people, but by the average everybody, eventually leads to problems. It's a fragile system. Freedom creates problems. The rule of the average creates problems. And eventually those problems become so big and the system becomes so dysfunctional and or corrupt that people are willing to accept a dictator. People actually beg for somebody to come in and use the kind of strongman authoritarianism to solve the problems that are self-inflicted from a population that is neither smart enough nor wise enough nor self-restrained nor independent enough or moral enough to really govern itself. And so when Plato talked about this, democracy was his fourth best stage of government, and he said the progression would eventually be democracy and then a flip to totalitarianism. Great liberty and self-rule followed by problems which lead to the election of somebody who will solve those problems through the elimination of, you know, freedom, among other things. You see this pattern enacted throughout history. It happens this way. So, with that in mind, that's the historical concern raised by somebody like Trump who comes along and seems to be very eager to solve the problems by clearly pushing at the boundaries of what historical legal norms allow, or maybe just not caring about them at all if he can solve the problems the way he needs to solve them. So when I say this, I'm not saying Trump is that guy. I'm not. If I thought he was that guy, I wouldn't have voted for him. I'm saying you can see the concerns, and he doesn't do a lot to alleviate them. But you also saw this with Biden. When Biden got told no on student loans, how many times did he just come and try and do it anyway? Obama with the pen and the phone. Heck, FDR threatened to pack the Supreme Court to get, you know, Social Security passed. And he got elected three times. Actually, was it four times? I can't remember now. Maybe FDR got elected a fourth time. But, you know, at least three times. The strong president, the unitary executive, the president who pushes at the boundaries and chafes at the limits on his power, this is not new. Lincoln was accused of this. Jackson was accused of this. Now, you might say, well, Trump is a new version of a longstanding battle between the checks and balances view and the strong arm kingly view that, you know, kind of George Washington turned down. I agree. But I'm just saying that this is the concern that people have had about a society in which you have rampant problems, drug use, law breaking, TikTok. You know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, right? That somebody is, there are so many problems that somebody gets called in to fix them. Illegal immigration, balance of payments, debt, unfair trade practices. Like, you see the problems he was elected to fix. The real question is, will he fix them and will the Constitution, its balance of powers and checks and balances and limited executive authority, will that persist or not? That's the issue. And I'm just giving you the historical philosopher's perspective on why people, not just Trump derangement syndrome people, but people who know history are kind of looking at this saying, 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you have a company and you have to deal with benefits, you know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, payroll, all of that kind of stuff, Torgerson Consulting can help you with that. Chances are you got into whatever you do. You build houses, you know, you build widgets, you build, you know, nacelles for, you know, windmills or whatever, you know, right? People, all kinds of stuff gets made in Pensacola. But you probably didn't get into your business in order to do HR and figure out health insurance. And the more employees you have, the more that stuff becomes sticky, right? It's difficult, especially in this environment. okay, call Torgerson Consulting. They can help with this. We've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola and the playlist for about 4.5 years, and they're fantastic. They can't make miracles happen. The market is what it is. Marketplace is what it is. But they do great within that marketplace to bring us every year the best plans available and to give us choices and just to help us understand and answer our questions, which is not everybody's forte. So give them a call. Have them come look at what you're doing. No obligation. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out at tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. If you're on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Pine Forest, you can see about a 5 to 7 minute construction delay. Also, Highway 90 southbound coming into Pensacola, you're experiencing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. And also Highway 29 southbound, just a little bit north of 10 Mile Road. It's pretty well congestion right there, headed all the way down to 9 Mile Road. So about a 10 to 12 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, just real briefly before we take a break, somebody says, we are an experiment. Let the man cook. We are absolutely at an experiment mode right now in the United States. And the reason that if you ask me today, would I still vote for Trump in this election? Yeah, I would still vote, because I'm interested to see where this goes. I have concerns, and I'm also interested to see where it goes, because the alternative was worse. I mean, you know, if you give me two people to vote for, you got to pick the best of the alternatives.
Are you looking for something fun to do this fall? Well, you're invited to our church's Fall Festival. Northstone Baptist Church will provide games and activities for people of all ages. Everyone is welcome to enjoy the hay rides, dunk tank, food trucks, bounce houses, door prize giveaways, and much more. So mark your calendars for Saturday, November 8th from 5 to 8 p.m. We want you to be our guest at Northstone. This Fall Festival will be located on our church's beautiful 11-acre property in Northwest Pensacola. Our church address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road, so plan to join us this November 8th. For more information about our Fall Festival, visit our church's website, www.northstonebaptist.org, or check out our church's Facebook page. We do hope to see you Saturday evening, November 8th, for family fun at the Northstone Fall Festival.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive.
How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money?
Find out how today at 9:30 on Pep Talk. You'll hear about how precious metals are a great hobby and investment. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold and silver. That's today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up.
Good morning, 728, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, thank you for the clarification. I thought it was FDR got elected four times and died in office during the fourth term, but I couldn't. You know, it's funny being on the radio. The things that I would say in a conversation and be confident about them, all of a sudden, if I'm not 100% sure about it, I'm like, I think that's right. I'm not certain. And it's very easy to check these days, which has made me kind of have soft confidence in a lot of the things I used to think I absolutely knew. Hey, if you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are a year to 3 or 4 years young, 10 to maybe 40,000 miles, they warranty everything to 10 years or 100,000 miles. And one of the things that makes them different than their average used car place is, you know, your average used car place is trying to sell you one car one time and then be done with you. And it shows, you know, Frontier is trying to sell you 5 or 6 or 10 cars, like all the rest of the cars you ever buy. And it shows. Like, they want to treat you so well that you want to come back, that you're eager to come back, that you feel like, ah, my safe place for buying used cars. Like, this is the one that's going to take care of me. And it's because of that repeat interaction mindset that we're not just creating one time, you know, get as much as you can out of somebody, but, you know, for the rest of your life, we'd like to be your resource. That's how they've built their business. That's why it's been around for so long. That's why so many people support them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne has got a headline or two maybe for us in the newsroom. David?
The Supreme Court is considering if President Trump's tariffs are legal. The justices heard arguments yesterday after the high court agreed to fast-track the case. The tariffs are staying in place until the court makes a decision.
I'm only about 40 minutes into the 2.5 hours of it, but I'm going to go early and predict a 6-3 or a 7-2 strike down of his tariff authority.
News. I'm CJ Papa. The 37-day government shutdown leads to problems in the skies. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford.
When we see pressures building in these 40 markets, we just can't ignore it.
ANSI says tomorrow it will cut air traffic by 10% in 40 high-volume airports.
The move comes as air traffic controllers have been working unpaid due to the government shutdown. Officials saying the reduction could cut thousands of flights per day.
Fox's Chandley Painter, this man flying out of Memphis.
Really an inconvenience for a lot of people that do travel.
From cutting flights to cutting what Americans pay for certain weight loss drugs, Fox is told Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk executives will be at the White House this morning to reveal the new price tag of their popular weight loss drugs to under $150 a month. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, and right now we've got 62 degrees with cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis is supporting a change in Apalachicola Bay. The governor announcing yesterday he's supporting the FWC's decision to reopen commercial oyster beds there. Oyster harvesting in the bay had been banned 5 years ago to allow the population to grow. The next season then will open January 1st and run through February. You might need to dig your coat out of the closet next week. Forecasters calling for an Arctic blast of air, and that'll bring temperatures across northwest Florida down possibly all the way into the 30s overnight, and temperatures expected to hit the 30 lows in the 30s with highs in the 50s. The first potential freeze for interior areas could also happen as soon as Monday night. Now, the 41st annual Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival is returning to the Gulf Coast. That'll get underway tomorrow and or today and continue through Sunday. More than 200 performers and songwriters will be performing across multiple venues. A Broward County woman facing charges in the disappearance of her daughter, Pasha Davis, was arrested on Tuesday for child neglect without great bodily harm. Her 10-year-old daughter, Gabrielle Terralong, is the subject of a missing child alert. Gabrielle was last seen about 5 months ago at a Walmart in Margate. Her father reported her missing last week. Police say Davis has refused to tell them where Gabrielle is. Investigators say Davis is homeless and has mental health and substance abuse issues. Now, the federal government shutdown is continuing to affect operations at airports across the nation, and it will be affecting operations in Orlando. The FAA announcing they're reducing the number of flights out of 40 airports across the nation by about 10% starting tomorrow. ABC News reporting that Orlando's International Airport is one of those airports that will be affected. Officials at that airport, though, say so far they hadn't been told anything. The FAA says the reductions will ease pressure on airports that are dealing with a shortage of air traffic controllers. An effort to require all companies to use E-Verify is moving forward. The House Commerce Committee in Tallahassee approved a bill yesterday. Current law exempts companies with less than 25 employees from using E-Verify. If it winds up being signed into law, though, it would take effect on July 1st. It is 7:34. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be starting off the day on the warm note. Temperatures in the 60s as you wake up. Going to be in the mid to upper 70s as you head into your afternoon. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64. For Friday, 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. High near 78. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Keeping a tiny chance of rain around for your Saturday. Just a 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise, partly cloudy. High near 78. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 64 right now. We've got partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola, or mostly cloudy skies here in Pensacola this morning. And John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They've joined a Russell Landscape Group, combining trusted local service with regional strength to deliver exceptional landscape construction and maintenance across the Gulf Coast. Call 770-446-3552. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a 7 to 9 minute delay. Also, Highway 90 southbound, about 11 to 13 minute delay. And Highway 29 southbound headed toward 9 Mile, about a 9 to 11 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now, 735, 65 degrees with cloudy skies. Our next news at 8, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Peloton is recalling 833,000. I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Peloton is recalling 833,000.
Some technical issues with Your Money Now this hour, but we'll have it again at 8:30. News Radio 92.3.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, and joining us now, we've got Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have a couple of incidents that we want to get to and talk about a little bit. One is the great chef hat wearing hit and run case of 2025 that involves some property damage and what, maybe allegations of DUI? What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we hadn't made contact with him yet to see exactly what was going on, but he, on camera, he appeared to be wobbling a bit when he was walking, got into a vehicle and lost control of it very quickly right off of East Government Street and almost hit two females who were walking on a sidewalk. So it could have been much worse, and we don't believe that that vehicle was involved in any other incidents later that evening in our jurisdiction anyway. But we'd like to know who this guy is. We're still looking for him, and the news has spread. I was contacted by a TV station in South Florida asking me if we have caught Chef Boyardee yet. So it's gotten around, and it's you know, that's it's a situation that could have been much worse. And, you know, I don't mean to make light of it, but we need to talk to this individual because, again, if you look at the video, we were very lucky, and so were the two young ladies that night.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm with you. I don't want to minimize the significance of drunk driving, which is a major problem. But I also think we're missing an opportunity for creativity here that maybe Chef Boyardee drinks, Chef Boyardee drunks. It seems like there are other alternatives here. But okay, I'm going to ask this, and I'm going to feel bad for asking, but you know me. We've known a long time. Honest to God, the question that I have been getting from a lot of people is, do you think he's a real chef?
Well, look, we don't know, but it was Halloween night. This actually happened at 2 a.m. the next morning, so it's still the night of Halloween celebration. So I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, it's my job to ask the hard questions, so I appreciate that. I still cannot believe this happened. Tell me about the motorcycle that runs away from the cops that runs into a pickup truck and catches them both on fire, and nobody dies. Thank God. What happened here?
Well, this happened on Tuesday, but it actually started on Monday. This individual was driving recklessly on this bike. An officer tried to stop him, and he fled, so we chose not to pursue that vehicle. And then the next day, wearing the same clothes on the same bike, an officer spotted him driving recklessly again, tried to initiate a traffic stop. He again fled, and we did not pursue. Then a short time later, on a parking lot of a Circle K, he came up and intentionally with a motorcycle. And I know it doesn't sound like something that should or would happen, but intentionally ran one of our cruisers with it, almost like, you know, like you would bait an officer. So,
like, hey, come play with me? Like that's what you're talking about? Like, you know, nudge, nudge, chase me?
Well, no. It was he collided with the cruiser. So, and you know, we've seen this before. It's not unusual for a person on a motorcycle to pop a wheelie or try to bait an officer into a crash. And I remember a few years ago it happened with a young man driving a Corvette. We would not pursue. He would come around, make the block, and try to taunt us and get us to chase that vehicle. So those type of things happen. I don't know if that's what was happening during this particular incident, but it was very unusual. He went over the Barrancas Bridge into a neighborhood or by a marina.
Can I just pause you for a second, Mike? There are whole levels of stupidity that I've never even contemplated.
Come do this for a living for a while, and you'll see a lot of that.
I just where this always hits home for me is I think to myself, okay, on an ordinary day when I'm driving down, you know, Creighton Road at 45 miles an hour or Old Palafox at 45 miles an hour, these are the idiots I'm trusting to keep me safe because of a little 4-inch double yellow line? And, you know, good Lord. Okay, anyway, sorry, I interrupted you. Going on, the guy was going across the bridge, Barrancas.
Yeah, I went to near a marina, went through the marina, then he came back out onto Barrancas at a high rate of speed and lost control of his bike. It's almost like he laid it down because he knew there was an impending collision. The bike then slid down the roadway. It caught fire. It got caught up underneath a pickup truck that was pulling out onto Barrancas, and that pickup truck caught fire also. So fortunately, the people in the truck were able to get out. The rider on the bike had minor injuries, and that's that. So while we were arresting him, we found a large amount or a trafficking amount of fentanyl on him, or suspected fentanyl. So that may be the reason why he ran.
Oh my God. Like, I didn't even know the half of it. What's the charge going to be? I mean, it seems like reckless endangerment, possible. I mean, you know, it's almost, I guess you can't say attempted homicide because he wasn't trying to hit the truck, but my God, you know, negligent. I don't know. You tell, what are the charges?
Well, there's the traffic charges,
sure.
The fleeing charge. There's the narcotics, and so I haven't looked at the list of charges, but there are several of them, and those three are just to start.
Wow. Okay. What was he doing that was the reckless driving in the beginning? Was it, you know, typical dumb motorcycle stuff? You know, driving fast, weaving lanes, that kind of thing, or was it something different?
I don't know exactly what it was. I just know that the officer wanted him for quote traffic, which means he was committing a moving violation.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's okay. Wow. I honestly don't even know what to say. One of the things we've been talking about this morning, which seems to be semi-resolved at this point, is the Escambia County fire patch Patchgate of 2025, where the company badges were, you know, told to get off of the trucks. And now I talked to Wes Moreno. He said some miscommunication. They're just reviewing them and they're not having to remove them. You know, they will be able to get back on if they were removed, especially if they're, you know, okay. But it reminded me of something because, you know, PPD, you guys have been, you know, there's been some conversation over the years about the patches. Of course, you got rid of the old one with the five flags. You put the new one on that's, you know, I wasn't a big fan, but I know it's one we have now. But you were also now recently, there's been the vote to add the flag back on to take the place of one of the arm patches. That's just on new uniforms, right? And how, like, how is that going? Is that even happening yet?
Well, I don't believe it was a vote. It was a decision made by the new administration. And, you know, we've had the flags on the right shoulder for many years.
Yeah.
And they're going to move back to that. But that's done. It would destroy the shirts now if we were to take the patch off and put the flag on the way that they're glued instead of sewed. So when we order new shirts, those new shirts will be coming out with that new flag on the right side once again.
Okay, yeah, because I know when that decision happened, I mean, I was an old Boy Scout, and you change out patches all the time. But, you know, it makes sense. If they're glued on, that's a little bit different process. Mike, we're talking to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for PPD. Mike, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Just one accident to let you know about right now. Kim Strand Road and Breezy Acres Road, that's causing just some minor delays, but the major one is on Highway 90 southbound. We've got some major delays. Expect about a 12 to 15 minute delay in that area. Also, Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road approaching I-10, expect about a 9 to 11 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood, the PIO for PPD. Mike, we always like to end with some kind of a did you know or a cop myth. You have one for me today?
I do, and the myth is that police officers have devices that can tell them if you have a radar detector, and that's totally not true. I don't even know if such devices exist, but the truth is officers don't care if you have a radar detector or not, which are perfectly legal in Florida. When we get you stopped, if there's one stuck to the windshield, it doesn't matter to us. The decision's already been made whether or not you're going to receive a citation, so that myth is totally false.
Can I ask you a technical capabilities question that I know you may be reluctant to answer or you may not answer at all, but I've always been curious because I do not know. It's my understanding that if the cop car can see you, it knows how fast you're going because the distance and the accuracy, and I don't know whether it's radar or laser or what exactly is done, but by the time you see the cop car, it does not matter what you do because they already know what speed you were going before. Is that true? Or is there a range, or you tell me what the truth is?
Well, sort of. So radar sends out a signal, a radio signal of sorts, and laser sends a beam that hits the vehicle and comes right back. So basically with a laser, if your radar detector goes off and it does detect laser, it's too late because the officer, when he squeezes the trigger to send that laser out, that's the exact same time that two things happen. The radar detector goes off, and we see on the screen how fast you're going. So once it goes off, it's too late. Radar is different. Radar is constantly sending out a signal, and your detector may pick that up several hundred yards away and give you early warning.
Okay.
So, but laser, it's totally different. And laser is what we use mostly now anyway. But once your radar detector goes off being hit by a laser, it's too late.
Okay, so that's roughly right. There are two different technologies, and the one is a passive constant. The other one is an active. But you guys use Do you even have the, like, passive radar? Like, when you're driving down the road, are you seeing a constant readout of what everybody's going coming the other way?
Yes, there are officers that have radar with heads mounted in the windshield and the rear window, so they can get you coming or going. That's why, you know, radar spelled backwards is radar. So there's a little tidbit for you. But, so, yeah, we nice. Do have officers that do have those in their vehicles that do still use radar.
Okay. All right, but you also have the laser, or everybody has it, or most, like, traffic patrol has that, so you can individually target a car and find out the speed immediately what that is?
Yes, all the traffic officers have them in both the Tahoes that they drive and on the motorcycles.
All right, perfect. I love clarity, and, you know, it's a good deterrent, too. So, you know, if I'm driving behind the cop, he knows how fast I'm going, too. Coming or going. That's funny. All right. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, and every once in a while he helps us with our remedial spelling skills. Mike, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll help any way I can. Thank you.
I know you will. All right. Let's see. What else we have going on? Oh, I did want to let you know that, you know, New South Windows, a relatively new advertiser on the show, really does these super high quality windows. And, you know, I know windows are expensive, but, you know, sometimes you get what you pay for, right? And part of the advantage of their windows, in fact, they're called E-Vantage windows, is that they have this dual pane system with argon gas in the middle. And actually the back pane, the one inside your home basically, is a triple laminate, a three-layer laminate. And then the other one has this, it's stuff, okay? It's got this stuff on the inside of it that reflects the light, or the heat. So what you get is an incredible barrier against heat loss and also against heat gain. So if the sun is coming into your house and you want to have the sun, but you don't want to have all that heat, which makes you have to pay for the air conditioning in the summer, guess what? New South Windows, they can take care of it. For sound reduction, they can take care of that. Whatever the case is, these are some very amazing windows. And even though they are, you know, it's costly. Look, new windows are expensive. Don't kid yourself. But they can defray the cost of your utility bills over time, and they are an improvement to your home, which is then making it more marketable, which means you might actually get your money out of putting those in. So anyway, if you're interested in new windows, go by this Saturday. They're having a one-day sale at the showroom. Okay, so you do have to go into the showroom, but it's 40% off automatically, 5% more if you have a military ID, 5% more on top of that if you bring in a Toys for Tots donation. One day only. You do have to purchase in the showroom on November 8th. You can book or get more information at newsouthwindow.com. There's 12-month no interest financing available. It is your best chance to save big on premium energy-efficient windows. That's in the shopping center next to Books a Million, Hobby Lobby, and Crunch on Davis Highway this Saturday.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in today at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All right. It's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Crisp, refreshing. That hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5. For reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
A wizard is never late, Frodo Baggins. Nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to.
Good morning, 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. You know what? I really appreciate y'all listening. I do. I can't quite explain to you why this is the case, because on the one hand, like, I know we have a large audience. On the other hand, every time I meet somebody out and about who just says, I had this happen the other day. It was really cool. I was in the, I was in Hobby Lobby. And I bumped into somebody. I was limping along because I had torn my calf and I was limping. And I didn't quite bump into a kid who was equally not paying attention to where he was going as I was. But he just said, oh, excuse me, sir. And it was just so adorable. He was like an 8-year-old kid. And I happened to notice that, like, his mom was real close by, you know, or, you know. And so I did the thing you do. When I turned around, I said, hey, you know, this is not a bad thing. I just want to tell you, your son and I almost bumped into each other, and he was such a little gentleman. He just said, you know, excuse me, sir, and I just want to tell you, you know, mom, you're doing a great job, and, you know, young man, I appreciate you, and, you know, whatever, just something like that. And she's like, I listen to you every morning.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, I mean, literally every time it happens, there is a part of me that's like, oh, my God, there are ones, you know, because mm-hmm. I don't get to, when I used to teach, what I loved about teaching is I can see people. I can see the reaction. I can see, you know, you're getting it. You're not getting it. That's funny, Andrew. That was not funny. You know, like you can, I really miss that about teaching. It was my favorite thing about teaching. And I always thought, man, I don't know about this radio thing. You don't ever get to see no reactions. And so there's an irrational part of my brain that doesn't see you. And so when you bump into me out of somewhere, or don't bump into me and say, excuse me, sir. But you just, you know, and you're like, we're here. You know, it's really nice. I really love it. So, anyway, that I don't know what the point of that story was. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John,
I need to bring you some stuffed animals in here.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to make you, you know, feel more loved.
No plush toys for the studio, thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a pine straw bale on I-110 southbound on the bridge before you get to the Cervantes exit.
Can I just say how much I love that sentence?
Thank you for the heads up on that one.
There's a pine straw bale in the, go on.
Yeah, in the road. Okay, so.
Where?
I-110 southbound on the bridge before Cervantes exit. Thank you for the tip.
Thank
again,
you.
I
Seems
really appreciate it. Let's see here. The rest of I-10 is looking good, I-110. Let's see here. Just some minor delays on Highway 90 southbound as you approach Pensacola. Just about a 3 to 5 minute delay in there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hay bales, mattresses,
I mean,
cows. Remember
the
great cow incident of, what was it, 2014, when the cows were all over I-10 in the middle of the night?
Mm-hmm.
Like, welcome to Florida. Ladders, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I was just figured the ladder is like, well, you know, first come, first serve. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
One of the last remnants of small town life.
That's here. Right.
It's wonderful. Right. Cows and pine straw bales. That'll be gone before long. Somebody will snatch
it. Somebody will snatch it or plow into it. Go on. That's an actual sound effect from a and
a
pine straw bale video that I was watching. Yeah. Go on, David.
All right. So Maryland is planning to take the Trump administration to court over its decision to stop the relocation of the FBI's headquarters. The General Services Administration announced that the agency's headquarters would be relocated to Greenbelt, Maryland in 2023. Those plans were halted when President Trump took office. A decision to move the FBI to a building in D.C. was announced earlier this year. Two New Jersey men are facing charges in connection to an alleged terror plot. Acting U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Alina Haba, says the pair were part of the same online communication group as the suspects arrested in connection to the alleged ISIS-inspired terror plot in Michigan, using the platform to discuss their own separate plots. Haba said that the 19 and 20-year-old suspects had planned to travel to Syria to pledge themselves to ISIS. And Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says flights will be reduced by 10% at 40 different airports nationwide starting tomorrow due to the impact of the government shutdown. The list of airports that will be impacted reportedly includes some major travel hubs like LAX, New York, LaGuardia, Chicago, O'Hare, and Phoenix Sky Harbor. I believe Orlando was also listed in that that list of airports to be affected. Of course, this is all due to staffing shortages across the country.
Yeah, and obviously they're not going to be throttling our inputs, but if you have some kind of a throttling on the major airports, that means that our flights that go there and then the cascade effect, right? You know, it's not like they were going at half speed, you know, in terms of their capacity. They were already doing everything they could, and if anything slows down any portion of the system, what effect does that have on everybody? Well, some, right? So it may not be happening here, but it's still happening in places that affect here. So as always, you know, the advice is get there early, pay attention, you know, get the information, you know, whatever. David, thank you so much for the update. 7:59 on News Radio 92.3. No, I'm not doing. I don't have enough time to do that story. Okay, I'll do this one instead. You know the Louvre heist?
Right.
Okay. They apparently, part of the overall top-to-bottom security review includes the discovery that going back at least as far as 10 years, the Wi-Fi security password for the Louvre is Louvre. Not related.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and...